Mama and Papa Crockett, you guys were saying, growing up, I was always in the hospital. Always.
Yes.
Always. I mean, my whole life I was in the hospital.
Yes.
From the day I was born till up until recently.
Yes.
Hospital.
Yes. Always getting stitched up.
Banged up.
Always.
We took you all the time.
Falling on the steps, off the steps, into the steps, you name it.
The radiator. I remember there's a Christmas picture somewhere, and I have my hand all bandaged up, and I have a black eye.
Yes. You got burned on the radiator and fell down and bruised your eye, and I had a daycare in the home, and I was watching children, and every time I come around the corner, you'd be crying that you fell, and you had to get stitched up, and I'd get on the phone and tell your father, come home, take him to the hospital.
In fact, I was going to the hospital so many times that they started to question you guys.
Yeah, they questioned whether we were abusing you, but the pediatrician said no. They knew the family and knew we weren't beating you up.
We were good people, yeah. We just had an overactive son.
Do you remember the year I was playing? I was probably in kindergarten. I remember I was playing soccer by myself, and I tripped and I hit my eye off the brick step.
The brick step.
And I remember the door was locked, and my eye was covered in blood, and I'm just banging on the door for you to open it.
Yes, and I opened it up, and I was quite surprised.
There was that window above the door,
that
bow bay window, and I remember you were yelling. I remember hearing you yell, what are you banging on that door for? And you looked out the window, and my eye was in blood, and you went, oh, my God.
Yes, yes. Another trip to the hospital. We did with them.
We had in West Virginia, I had that piece of metal under my bed, and I slipped my foot on it. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And as we got older, Dad ran out of patience for us at the hospital. And I remember I had my foot stitched up, and they said, oh, we'll get you a wheelchair so he can get out to the car. And Dad said, oh, no, he can walk.
Well, he got a pocket knife. And I didn't think that he was old enough for it.
That was seventh grade.
But I let him have it. And about 7 o'clock at night, he comes walking in our bedroom, and he holds up his hand, and he goes, Mom, I opened up my pocket knife, and his whole hand was opened up too. And we had to take him to the hospital.
We got staples on that one.
Yeah. Yes.
And she didn't give you Novocaine.
The nurse didn't.
Jam those staples in.
She said, let me just staple it. It'll only take a couple seconds. It won't hurt at all. And that kid screamed and cried like nobody's business. I was so mad.